the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. A New Jersey man is facing a decade in prison for driving around Mercer County with pipe bombs in his car. 52-year-old Jeremy Gilliberti pled guilty in federal court, but didn't reveal why he had the bombs or what he intended to do with them. He was arrested after his green Honda Accord was stopped in Hamilton Township, Mercer County, a year ago. At the time, he lived in Mount Laurel. A search of the car found four explosive devices. In her first campaign rally as the presumptive Democratic nominee in the race for the White House, Vice President Kamala Harris came out swinging against Donald Trump.
I will proudly put my record against his any day of the week.
Speaking Tuesday to a crowd of supporters in the battleground state of Wisconsin, Harris said this campaign is not just about us versus Trump. This campaign is about who we fight for. The public, meanwhile, becoming better acquainted with the New Jersey roots of Harris's husband.
Second gentleman Douglas Emhoff grew up in Mattawan and Old Bridge, where he attended the since-shuttered Cedar Ridge High School before moving as an older teen to California. NJ is still very much in my veins, Emhoff once tweeted in 2019. Current First Lady Jill Biden was born in Hamilton and also spent some of her childhood in Mahwah. You're in Vote, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A messy labor dispute threatens to make a miserable summer even worse for New Jersey transit riders on the verge of a strike by engineers. NJT has formally asked the Biden administration to intervene with creation of a presidential emergency board. It's a formality that if Biden goes along, will pause any job action for at least 120 days while negotiations continue. The union was preparing for a walkout as early as today, claiming New Jersey Transit is not bargaining in good faith. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 7:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 7:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
This morning may turn a little damp for you. We've got showers in the neighborhood. You could even see a thunderstorm through about midday today. Then things will trend drier into this afternoon. It is going to be a humid summer day with lots of cloud cover. Highs this afternoon limited to the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy and muggy tonight. Probably dry with lows in the lower 70s. One more push of showers and thunderstorms coming during the day tomorrow. We will see some late day clearing. Again with the humidity. Highs lower to mid 80s tomorrow. New Jersey weather made possible by Sioka Volkswagen of Flemington. 100% customer satisfaction. It's not just a goal, it's the Sioka promise. Get the best deal on over 200 Volkswagen vehicles available. Located on Road 202 in Flemington and online at SiokaVolkswagenOfFlemington.com.
Union 73, Long Branch 74, Vineland is 73. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.